Blog Talk Radio.
Elder Angelique Florence coming to you with another edition of Truth Finders. Listen, I need you to call a friend and text a neighbor and let them know that Truth Finders is on the air. Hallelujah. For those of you who are joining us for the very first time, this is where we dig into the Word of God to find our victory in Christ Jesus. Amen. Go get your grab your pen, your paper, and your Bible, and we're going to get to it on today. And while you're doing that, we ask that you pray for us here in America. I know my brothers and sisters in India and South America, you all have been listening faithfully in the Philippines. Even in Mongolia and Yemen, you guys have been listening. You all have been chiming in. Now we need you all to pray for us here in America. Sometimes we think that when you're in a land that is prosperous, that we are blessed. But the blessings come from the Lord, amen. Our blessings is peace and joy, and it's not material things, amen. And while the devil's designed to sift our children out as wheat, hallelujah, we ask that you pray for us, stand in the gap with us, hallelujah, that God travails in our land, that God takes over in our land, that God is God, and we turn back to him and not from our own ways, amen. So I thank you all for joining us again on Truth Finders on today. Now listen, if you need to get in contact with us here at Truth Finders, you can always go to our Facebook page, Perfecting Love Outreach Ministries. You can leave a message, send us a message. You can leave your comments on the shows because a lot of you all have been listening through Facebook. And you also could email us at perfectinglovemissions@gmail.com. And you also, if you're here on Blog Talk Radio, you can actually like or follow the show, and that way you can always get emails for updated shows. Amen. So by this time, you should have your pen, your paper, and your Bible, and let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you. We glorify, magnify, and worship your name in the beauty of holiness. This truly is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, Lord God. Holy Spirit, we invite you to come in and just have your way, Holy Spirit. Touch our minds and touch our hearts. Grow us up, Lord God. Strengthen us, heal us, guide us, and protect us in every area of our lives. Because we know you're the God that never leaves us or forsakes us, Lord God. So I bless your name on today. Oh, God, I bless your name on today. I bless your name. I bless your name, Holy Spirit. You come in and you sweep, touch our minds. Give us peace that surpasses all understanding, Lord God. Give us the joy of the Lord that is our strength on today, Lord God. And give us a healing that we know just coming straight from the throne of grace. And Holy Spirit, we just thank you. Hallelujah. We bless and praise you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. God bless you all, fellow truth finders. And as usual, we're going to do a quick synopsis of the last show we did. In the last show we did, we talked about being a good soldier. A good soldier in the army of the Lord, amen. And we were only able to get through part one, amen, because it was so many notes that the Holy Spirit had gave me. And I know a lot of you all are looking for part two on today, and we're going to get back to it, but I want to share with you what the Lord gave us on today. So if you missed part one, you can go back and listen to it. A Good Soldier, amen, is here on Blog Talk Radio. You can go and listen to it or any other message that we have. We have three seasons of shows that you can go back, take notes on, get the scriptures, and just find yourself and find what you need from God in the scriptures, amen. But today, the Holy Spirit was dealing with me about a message that actually spoke a couple of years ago. And he said, when a man way pleases God, when a man ways pleases God, let's go to Proverbs chapter 16, and we're going to go to verse 7. Proverbs chapter 16, and we're going to verse 7. And for my new saints, it's in the Old Testament right after Psalms. And it says, when a man ways pleases the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. And so when we look at the word way, God has really been dealing with the word way. It shows up so many times in the Bible. We're going to talk about that even a little more later. But the word way means method, style, or manner of doing something. a road, a track, path, or a street for traveling alone. And so when God is saying here, when a man ways please God, we know that the way is Jesus Christ. Let's look at John, St. John chapter 14, verse 6. And we're dealing with a man's way because we just define ways. Now let's go into who is the way. John 14 and 16 says, and I will pray the Father. Amen. Let me see, John chapter 14, verse 6, New Testament. Amen. John chapter 14, verse 6 says, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. And so I have to understand that I can't do anything to earn my salvation. The only way that I can be saved is through Christ Jesus. Jesus told us that. He told us that many times in the Gospels. And so he's saying, look, you can't earn salvation. You can't pray enough. You can't read your Bible enough. You can't fast enough. Only through Jesus Christ are we saved. He is our Savior. And so we can't get to a place that we think that we can earn merits with God. Grace is unmerited favor. Amen. When we look at God and what he did, Jesus died on the cross because we had no way. Hallelujah. We had no way to get back to the Father. We had no way to get into the presence of God because when Adam sinned, we lost our way. We couldn't get back to our Maker, our Father, God the Father. But what he told us, he said, I'm going to give you a way back. And so the way back is through Christ Jesus. And as Jesus told us in St. John chapter 14, verse 6, I am the way and the truth and the life. The only way to be saved is to believe in Jesus Christ. So there's nothing you can do to earn it. There's no way you can get that way back. And let's look at Colossians chapter 1, verse 18 and 21. So I really need you to understand this. A lot of times people say, well, if you do this and do that, or if you do this, or if you do more of this or more of that, there's no way you will ever earn salvation. Your righteousness is as filthy rags to God. There's nothing you can do to earn it. And we have to understand that, since you will never earn salvation. Only through believing in Christ Jesus. Like we know in Romans 10 and 9, it says, if I confess with my mouth and believe with my heart that Jesus Christ died on the third day, he rose and he did it for me, then I'm saved. That's how salvation comes, just through believing in Jesus Christ. Amen. Don't think you can do something. You don't have to go to church more. None of that. Salvation comes through believing in Jesus Christ. How do we know that? Colossians chapter 1, verse 18 to 21 says this. It says, and he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconciliation, all things, which is us, unto himself by him. I say, whether they be of things in the earth or things in heaven, and you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now has he reconciled. So the blood of Jesus reconciled you. So there's nothing you can do to earn God's trust. There's nothing you can do to earn God's love. He already loves you. When we look at this, there's some things that we have to do. God is, he said, when a man ways, please God. Jesus is our salvation. But we have to be worried about our ways. Our ways, like we said earlier, ways is a method, style, or manner of doing something, a road, a track, a path, or street for traveling along. And so we have to be mindful, hallelujah, of how we serve God. Amen? It's our ways that God is looking at. Salvation comes through believing in Jesus Christ. But he's concerned with our ways, our way of doing things. And so you say to yourself, now, my concern is my way. What do I need to do to please God? I'm glad you asked. Amen. And so today we're going to talk about a list of things the Holy Spirit gave me on how to please, let our ways please him. We don't please God because it's the blood of Jesus that's pleasing God for us. When God the Father looks down from heaven and he looks on earth, he sees the blood of Jesus. And that's what's reconciling us. That's what's justifying us. But for us, we have to worry about our ways, the things that we're doing here on earth, how we're walking the path. Jesus is the way, but we have to, hallelujah, be conscious of how that we're walking in the way. Amen. And so we want to look at the things that's getting us through, hallelujah, the way that we're doing things, the way, the path, the mode, the manner, the style of serving Christ Jesus. Amen. So the first we have to talk about is we have to seek those things which are above. We have to seek those things which are above. And let's look at Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 through 3. So number one is seek those things which are above. And we're talking about our ways that please God. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 through 3 says this. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things of the earth, but ye are dead, and your life is here with Christ in God. That, hallelujah. And so we just talked about that the blood of Jesus is saving us. It's renewing us. It's restricting us and redeemed us to the Father. And so now he say, look, you got to think about this. You're no more, hallelujah, a resident of the earth, but you're a resident of heaven now, God. You're a citizen of heaven and a resident on earth. What does that mean? That means that now that I believe in Jesus Christ, amen, and the blood has covered me and I'm saved, I am a citizen of heaven. I'm no longer a sinner, but I'm a sinner saved by grace. And so now I have to have the mindset that this place is not my home anymore. My mindset has to be that I'm just, hallelujah, I'm just a foreigner, a stranger, sojourning in a foreign country now. When, hallelujah, before I knew Jesus Christ, I was part of this sin-sick world, but now my mindset has to be on things above. My mindset has to be heaven-bound because the earth is getting ready to pass away. But God, his heaven and the words is never going to pass away. So number one, for my ways to please God, I first have to seek those things of King, seek those things which are above. I have to always have my mindset that, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. I have to have the mindset that I'm a citizen of heaven, not of earth. This place is not my home. That's one way that we please God. Number two is desire the milk of the word. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. And he says, as a newborn babe, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. And so now for my ways to please God, I got to seek the word of God. I have to eat the word of God. I have to chew and meditate on the word of God. Like Joshua said in Joshua chapter 1 and 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of our mouth, but I shall meditate on it day and night, observing to do all that is written. Then I can be prosperous. Then I can have good success. And so for my ways to please God, I have to desire the milk of the word. I have to desire the word of God. I have to eat the word of God. I have to meditate and study the word of God. I have to be in a place where I understand, like St. John chapter 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. I have to understand that the Word is God. It's God. Hallelujah. And for me to understand the place I'm going as a citizen of heaven, I have to understand the Word of God and understand who God is. And so for my way to please God, number two, I have to desire the milk of the Word. I have to love the Word of God. The third thing I have to do for my ways to please God is lay aside all malice and all guile. And this could be hard. First Peter, what's funny, First Peter, and we're going to go back up. We're still in First Peter chapter 2, and we're going to look at verse 1. When it says, wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisy and envy and all evil speaking. I have to be mindful of those things of the flesh. I have to be mindful of strife and envy and malice and understand those things don't come from God. They just don't. And that's not just, it's already in you because you're fleshly man being made up into a heavenly man because you're getting ready for your new home. Hallelujah. And so what you have to understand, I have to lay that stuff aside. When I know there's guile, when I know there's malice, when I know those things are coming up, I have to be mindful to shun the very sight of evil. I have to tell my flesh and take it under subjection and die daily that I don't walk in the way. I don't walk because the thing like malice and guile and those things, they come from the devil. They're all the attributes of the adversary, amen? So God is saying to us, be mindful of those things. You know sometimes, hallelujah, as God is working out the willing to do for you, get pleasure, as you're decreasing and God is increasing in you, you know when those things come up. But you, as a believer, as someone who loves the Word of God, who's going towards God, you have to lay aside those things. You know the thing about the Holy Spirit, He's being a teacher and a guide and a comforter. He tells you, don't do that. That's not right. Don't say that. Don't have that stored in your heart. You have the ability to get rid of those things. Hallelujah. So number one, we still talk about the ways that please God. We said number one, we're seeking those things that are above. Number two, we're desiring the milk, the Word of God. Number three, we're laying aside all malice and all guile, all those things that don't line up with the Word of God. We're laying those things aside. And number four, we're offering our bodies as liver sacrifice. Ooh, and this is something we hear all the time. Present your body as a living sacrifice. Let's go to Romans. Let's go to the book of Romans. Amen. For my new saint. It's in the New Testament. Amen. Right after Acts. It's like the second. After the Gospels, you have Acts, and then you have Romans. Amen. Romans chapter 12. This is a bit. And for those of you who are seasoned saints, this is going to be very familiar to you. Amen. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2 say, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Number 2 says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So number 4 is you have to offer your body as a living sacrifice. What does that mean? And we hear people say, you have to die to yourself. But you have to stop thinking of yourself and trying to protect yourself and surrender to God and let Him take over. That's what he said, a living sacrifice. I'm saying, God, it's no more my will, but it's thy will. Jesus told us how to say it. When he was getting ready to go to the cross, he said, Lord, not my will. God, Father, not my will, but thy will shall be done. And that's what being a living sacrifice is. I have my own opinions, my own thoughts, but they mean nothing because I'm sacrificing my feelings and my thoughts and my emotions to God. What is your thoughts? What are your acts? What do you think? I don't care what's going on in the world. I have an opinion, but my opinion means nothing because I have surrendered to God, and His thoughts and my thoughts and His ways are my ways now. Amen. So number 4 was offer my body as a living sacrifice, Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Number 5 is meditate on good things. This is key, saints. For you to follow God, as the Bible says, and a man thinketh, so is he. And so when you have bad thoughts, when you have evil thoughts, when you have thoughts that don't line up with the Word of God, you tend to don't do right by the Lord. And so number 5 says, meditate on those things that are good. Philippians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9 says, finally, brethren, so whatever things are true, so things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Saints, we have to meditate on the good things. We got to meditate. A lot of times the adversary sends us, because we know in Genesis chapter 3, God gave the adversary the ability to play in our mind. He said, but he's under our feet. We can crush him. And so those evil thoughts, because that's the only entryway that he can get in, sending evil thoughts, sending negative thoughts. But you have the power through the Holy Spirit to think on whatever things are good, whatever things are just, whatever things are holy, whatever things is virtual. The good things. You have to watch out what you're meditating on. And so for our ways to please God, number 5 was we have to meditate on the good things. We have to meditate on the goodness of God. We have to know that we know that God is good. Hallelujah. And all the time, God is good. We have to understand, hallelujah, it's God, hallelujah, that gives us strength. We can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. There's nothing we cannot do. And you have to continue to, if you have to say it out loud every day, that's what you do. But understand this. For our ways to please God, we got to meditate on the good things. Because God is not negative. God, hallelujah, it's not really not emotional. God is a God of truth, equity, justice, and judgment. He's a good God. Hallelujah. He's an almighty God. He's an all-serving God. He's an all-loving God. And that should be our mindset when we're thinking for us to follow the way of God. Amen. So the next thing we have to look up, Number one, we said seek ye those things which are above. Number two, we're desiring the milk of the word. Number three, we're laying aside all malice and guile. Number four, we're offering our bodies as a living sacrifice. And these are the ways we need to please God. Number five, we're meditating on good things. And number six, we're meditating on the word of God. And we just talked about this. Joshua chapter 1 and 8 says, I'm going to read this for you again. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. You have to meditate on the word of God, saints. It's the power. When we look at what Jesus came to do, told us in Matthew, because a lot of people say, oh, Jesus came to give us peace. He said, and Jesus himself said this, he said, I didn't come to give you peace. I came to give you a sword. I came to give you a weapon to fight back against the adversary. What is that weapon? The word of God, which is God himself. God's expressed thoughts towards you. Amen. And so we have to understand, if we don't meditate on the word of God, we have nothing to fight the adversary with. And we have to really, really understand that. The word, and I say this all the time, and I'm going to keep saying it until it gets down in your spirit. The word of God is the most powerful thing on this earth. It created the earth. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. God said, let there be, and it was established. You have to understand. You have to know the word of God, saints. You have to speak the word of God. You have to meditate. You have to live it. Amen. Which brings us to our next point. We got to, on a man ways, please God. The next one is study to show myself approved. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15 says this. Very, very familiar scripture, especially for you Bible scholars. It says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, not ashamed, or rightly dividing the word of truth. Saints, for you to please God, you have to study the word of God. We just talked about how important it is to show yourself approved. And it's not to man. We're not studying so we can tell man how much we know. We're studying, hallelujah, to show God that we love him. We're studying God, like he said, that a worker, you won't be ashamed when you stand before man, before God. You're being approved unto God. You're rightly dividing the word of truth. You're rightly, hallelujah, interpreting the word of truth. And the only way you could do that is through the Holy Spirit and through you studying the word of God. Saints, you have to know the word of God if you want to please God. Amen. The next one is we have to receive one another. Let's go back to Romans. Romans chapter 15. We're going to go to Romans 15 and 7. Romans 15 and 7. And again, saints, if you need these scriptures, like I said, you can email it. I see a couple of you have been emailing me about the scriptures. I'm going to get back to you today and get those to you. If you need further clarity, let me know. Like I said, you got Facebook. We got Gmail account. And you can also leave messages on Blog Talk. Amen. But the next one for our ways to please God, we have to receive one another. Romans chapter 15, verse 7 says, wherefore, receive ye one another as Christ also received us to the glory of God. For your ways to please God, you have to receive everybody as sisters and brothers in Christ. Christ doesn't see race. He does not see gender. He just sees the God. The Father only sees the blood. That's all the Father sees. And only Christ, and God only see, and Jesus only sees our soul, man, that he is saved, our spirit, man. So you have to receive one another. I don't care where you live at. I don't care because we said earlier, we're citizens, hallelujah. We're all citizens in the kingdom of God, which is God's way of doing things. We are heaven bound. And so that's the city we live in. I don't care what your borders say here on earth. I don't care what your language is here on earth. I don't care what family you came in. I don't care what your heritage is. You have to receive one another in Christ Jesus. We're all sisters and brothers in Christ. And you can't say that you love God and tell me you hate your brother. You can't tell. I don't care what they say or do to you. At the end of the day, when they're saints in God, hallelujah, when they serve the same living and true God that you live, you're supposed to love and receive them. I don't care what their background is. And that's the, hallelujah, that's the trick of the adversary that divides the body of Christ. We shouldn't have separate churches for this, a white church, a black church, a church who speaks Spanish, a church that speaks hallelujah, Albanian. We shouldn't have that. We're one body. He said, it's one faith, one Lord, one body, and Christ is the head. And so for our ways to please God, we have to quit separating ourselves. That's not the will of God. God is a God of order and inclusion. He's not a God, hallelujah, of division and strife, hallelujah. And so for our ways to please God, we have to receive one another, amen. And the next thing, I told you guys, this is a lot, the Holy Ghost gave me a lot, amen. The next thing we need to know, for us, our ways to please God, to be anxious for nothing. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. And this is a power scripture because I say this all the time. It said, be careful, that means, or anxious for nothing. But in everything, by prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving, letting your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, should keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Quit being anxious. Quit being careful. You serve a true and living God. Pray about it. Give it to him humbly. Step back. Give him thanks and let him take care of it. If you want to please God, that's where your faith comes in. The Bible says the just shall live by faith. And so our faith is I don't have to worry. I don't have to have anxiety. What I do, I stop, I pray, I give it to the Lord, I thank him for it, I sit back and let God be God in my life. Let God arise and let the enemy be scattered. But for my ways to please him, that's where my faith has to be. It has to be in Christ Jesus. I have to let him be who he said he is in my life. That's how you please God, amen? I know we got a lot of them, saints. And the next way, because we're trying to please God, amen, we're trying to let our ways please God. The next one we need to look at is be renewed in our mind. This is a key. You have to be renewed in your mind. You have to. For our ways to please God. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 23. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 23 says, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. For you to please God, you can't sit here and have the same mindset you had in the world and think you're going to be successful in serving God. We already said for you to be saved, you have to accept with your mouth and believe with your heart that Jesus Christ died. And the third day he rose, he did it for you. And you'll be accepted into the beloved. But for you to be successful, for you to make it, your mindset has to change. You have to have the mind of Christ. And through the word of God and everything we said earlier, that creates a mind of Christ. But you have to let God renew your mind. If you're a thief in the world and you don't let God renew your mind, you're going to come into the body of Christ. And now you're a thief in the body of Christ. Amen. And you can't see God. You can't stay in a place where you're pleasing God if you have that same mindset. God know where you were when he found you. When he came and got you, he knew you were a thief. But it's your job. It's your way to let your mind be renewed, therefore that you may not be a thief. God will deliver you, but you have to let him change your mindset so he can deliver you. You have to allow him to come in and do those things in your life. So for your ways to please God, you have to be, hallelujah, you have to be renewed in your mind, amen. The next one, you have to put on the new man. What does that mean, putting on the new man? Let's go down to verse 24, it says, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. For your ways to please God, you have to be in a place where you're a new creature. He said, old things have passed away. Behold, all things are new. So for my ways to please God, I have to let him, hallelujah, I have to put on a new man. I have to be a new creature in Christ Jesus, amen. The next way to please God, you have to stand. And write these down because our time is short. Ephesians 6 and 14. The next one is you have to put on the full armor of God. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 14 through 18. And the last one is you have to rejoice always. And you'll find that in Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. And Proverbs, going back to the beginning, 16 and 7. And he said, then I will see the blessings of pleasing God as he even will deal with my enemies and keep me at peace when I'm in a place that my ways look like Christ. And so like we said earlier, you can't save yourself. You can't work. You can't earn your way into heaven. but you could be mindful of your ways, the way you're doing things, the way you're serving God. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And when I'm in a place, hallelujah, that my ways are pleasing to God, when I'm being mindful of the way that I'm serving God, I will see the blessings of God just pour out on me. Amen. God bless you all, fellow truth finders. Thank you for being with us today on Truth Finders. Amen. Thank you all so much for joining us. Amen. It's an honor and a privilege to be with you all every time we come together. Amen. And listen, like I said before, you can always reach out to us here at Perfect and Love Outreach Ministries. And you can always get in contact with us. Amen. You can email us. You can go on Facebook and you can always be with us. Amen. So I want you to remember this. It's the truth that makes you free. God bless you and have an awesome day.